So if we want to experience pure happiness, we have to control our delusions. There's no other alternative. We have to control our delusions. Therefore, we need to be guided to correct paths. So we say there are three main correct paths: renunciation, which overcomes our attachment; universal compassion, which overcomes our anger; and correct view of emptiness, which overcomes our ignorance. We need to control these delusions through following correct paths. So correct paths is any spiritual training that leads to pure happiness. So who is guiding us on the liberating path? Buddha is appearing for us in the form of our root guru, our spiritual guide, Buddha's emanation. So Buddha emanates. Buddha can emanate because Buddha has no mistaken appearance. Buddha can emanate as anything, animate or inanimate. So Geshe-la says, Buddha's emanations appear as women, men, kings, queens, tramps, law-abiding citizens, criminals. They manifest as animals, wind, rain, which we can hear at the moment, mountains, islands. Unless we are a Buddha ourselves, we cannot possibly say who or what is Buddha's emanation. So this is a wonderful teaching. We begin to think, maybe this is an emanation, maybe this is an emanation, maybe this person is an emanation. Then they'll teach us Dharma. We will learn Dharma from everyone and everything. So only person we know is not an emanation. I was once asked, actually, would we know if we were an emanation of Buddha? Yes. So we only know about ourselves, nothing or no one else. So we can live in a world where we think maybe Buddha's emanating as this dog for me, as this sick person for me. Maybe Buddha's emanating as this money that enables me to go to an international festival. Maybe Buddha is emanating as medicine, etc., etc. Then we come to live in a world of emanations, just through this wise way of thinking. Of all the ways in which Buddha helps living beings, the supreme way is by emanating as a spiritual guide. Who we can see, who we can hear, who we can send emails to and communicate with. Through his or her teachings and immaculate example, it's important. They give correct teachings and show a good example for us to follow. In our modern world, the good example is most important, because modern people believe what they see. So when we find such a precious holy person who gives correct teachings on renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, and shows the results of those teachings through their example, this person is emanating an emanation of Buddha for us. Through his or her teachings and immaculate example, an authentic spiritual guide leads their disciples along the spiritual path to liberation and enlightenment. You guide us to the liberating path. So there's many ways Buddha does this, but particularly as our precious spiritual guide. So again, in Mirror of Dharma, in the section on meditation, we learn a meditation on relying on our spiritual guide. The purpose of this meditation is to receive the blessings of all Buddhas. So we receive the blessings of all Buddhas through our spiritual guide, believing our spiritual guide is an emanation of Buddha. So when we are praising Buddha Shakyamuni, we're praising this emanation, not thinking our spiritual guide and Buddha are different, but our spiritual guide and Buddha are the same person. Buddha is emanating for us as our spiritual guide. When we think Buddha, we think our spiritual guide. When we think our spiritual guide, we think Buddha. If we train in this faith, believing faith, we will develop this recognition spontaneously. For us, they are the same person. So Geshe-la says, we learn to rely on our spiritual guide to receive the powerful blessings of all Buddhas. The reason for this is very simple. We need to rely sincerely and purely on our spiritual guide. The reason for this is very simple. The ultimate goal of human life is to attain enlightenment. This depends, it's a dependent arising, on continually receiving the special blessings of all Buddhas through our spiritual guide. So our enlightenment depends how naturally, easily, swiftly we make progress on the liberating path, putting our spiritual guide's instructions into practice, depends on receiving powerful blessings as often as possible through our spiritual guide. All Buddhas attained enlightenment with the sole intention of leading living beings, all living beings, along the stages of the path to enlightenment, the liberating path, through their emanations. Who is the emanation who is leading us along the stages of the path to enlightenment? So whose instructions are we following? Who has appeared, the teacher at our center for us? Who is appearing everything that we need to engage in the liberating path? It is clearly our present spiritual teacher who is sincerely and correctly leading us along the paths of renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, by giving these teachings and showing a practical example for others to follow. Understanding this, we should strongly believe our spiritual guide is an emanation of Buddha, and develop and maintain deep faith in him or her.